In an old part of the town, there's a huge scrap heap protected by a high metal fence. It's full of lots of different things waiting to be reused or made into something else. During the day, people come and go, and the scrap heap is busy with the noise of shouting and machinery. But at night, when everyone has left, the scrap heap really comes alive. Because that's when the numbots come out of hiding. Flamingo and the Raft, written by Tor Caldwell, read by Nigel Pilkington. All was silent in the scrap heap. The bots were sleeping peacefully as daytime drew to a close. The soft humming of the cables and coils filled the air, adding to the stillness of the twilight. On the far side of the scrap heap, past the cluster of makeshift homes, you would find the most peaceful place, the Scrap Heap Lake. Not even the soft hum of the cables could reach this silent paradise. In the middle of the lake was a small island, and in the middle of the island was an even smaller wooden bird.